8.
Oh, we just got an earthquake. While recording this video.
Oh my god. I hate earthquakes.
That's gonna be the beginning of the video.
My hands. I'm gonna cry.
No, it's alright.
Is it
we live in Southern California and we get them quite often. Yeah, the whole house.
I'm shaking.
Hey guys.
Hey
Matthew
guys,
here.
What's up? And I'm Claudia.
Good afternoon. We are going to talk today about books. It worked.
Yeah.
We didn't practice.
We didn't plan it even.
Books. Why we want to talk about books? Because books are amazing. Books can help you to grow. Books can help you to get where you want to be. And I'm really emotional when it comes to books because books have actually helped me to leave depression behind me and start growing big time in my life. And that's why we want to talk about books. I'm holding here just a few books. Right now we're recording, we are probably week 7 or 6
into
quarantine 2020.
Yeah,
something like that. So this is pretty much, so we have 6 books here. Claudia is holding 2 books. 6 books, probably 2 weeks for me. I'm reading right now 3 books per week, at least. This
I'm
week,
reading like
more.
one book per week.
And why? Because each average CEO reads 50 books a year. That's why Claudia sticks to at least 50 books a year or 1 book a week. And I wanted to challenge myself with 150 books this year. It's my challenge, personal challenge, and I'm pretty doing pretty well so far.
You are pretty, yeah.
We are in May. I have 50 plus books, 56, I believe. Today I'm reading 57th. And stay tuned because Claudia has a giveaway to announce towards the end of the video.
That's true. Shout out, it's going to be a giveaway. Probably the winner is going to be a female because I have 2 books. And I want to give you one of these. It's the same title, it's just different covers. The book is Smart Woman, Finish Rich by David Beck. So stay tuned and I'm gonna explain the details later.
Exactly, how to participate and how to win a book.
Exactly.
And also I have Kindle here behind me and memo index cards to explain you a little bit more about how you can actually retain what you're learning from the books, how you can actually grow and impress other people as well, because this is going to be a part of you when you're going to network. You need to somehow, you have only one first impression, right? You have only once. You want to make sure that your first impression is actually impressive and you can get someone's attention, because whatever we do now, we are trading attention. We are daytime attention trader, just like Gary Vee would say, Gary Vaynerchuk. He says this all the time. And this is exactly what you need to do if you want to network, because your network is going to be your
net worth.
Exactly. So let's start with books. Maybe I'm going to explain a little bit more about depression and how I started reading books. I was growing up hating books. I have only one book that I liked, and this was about, in Polish it says Donald Duck. Is it in American as well?
Donald?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's probably, and there must be American version of it.
I think it's, yeah. Donald
it was a little about ducks that didn't like to take shower. They wanted to be dirty all the time, little duck family. And I remember being in the hospital back then. I had pneumonia for the second time. And I was for like 3 or 4 weeks in the hospital, and my mom used to read it every single day over and over again. And this was the only book until I turned probably 21, 20 that I actually liked reading. At school, I just couldn't read books. I couldn't understand how you can read one book in less than 1 month. And then we had people, especially I was growing up in Germany, that were reading, like we started the year in high school, mm-hmm. and there was people that already read all the books until
the
graduation.
The whole year, yeah.
Not only her
oh,
year,
really?
Until the graduation, they have already read all the books.
That's crazy.
And we were just starting 11th grade. And I was like, how in the world can you do that? And it was so until I found myself in a pretty not a good mental health state where I had a depression. Let's put it in a clear words. I was depressed. I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life. I was about 21. I was into bodybuilding, but I couldn't really sacrifice my health and start taking stuff, more and more supplements and more beyond that to actually grow bigger and bigger and really devote my life into that. I couldn't see myself, and I was up and down. I was gaining weight really quickly, and then I really wanted to shred it to the bone, and I did it. I lost a lot of muscle too, and it was every single year it was the same. I couldn't really maintain my health. And I was in the United States, but my family, most of my family members were in Poland or in Germany, and I wanted to be close to Poland. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I decided to leave the United States, travel back to Poland, and be by myself as much as possible, and actually be close to the nature. I wanted to be close to the nature because no one could bother me. I didn't have my phone with me. It was just me and the nature. And I start getting better, feeling better and better, being just with myself. I never was afraid of being with myself. And there was a guy named Ty Lopez whom I discovered on YouTube, and he had the famous ad, "Here in my garage." This was probably the first ad that I've seen that was like 1 hour long or something. Because I'm not sure if this was the ad or he directed you to the full video on his YouTube channel, where he was talking about not the Lamborghini, not about money, but about knowledge and why knowledge is the power, right? And he was talking about the books that were in his background. And it was always, like I said, fascinating to me how people can read books fast and how can they comprehend it. And Ty Lopez, and how he got me hooked on it was, he was reading one book a day. And clearly, reading one book a day, even if you smart read, so that means that you don't spend 4 or 5 hours reading one book. You just go through the most important content. Otherwise, you'd have to spend 4 to 8 hours a day reading books. But you can clearly say that Ty Lopez read many, many books, probably thousands of them right now. And I was thinking about it, that maybe I should try learning more about how reading books may actually work, and how maybe I can choose now books that I want to read, not like in high school where they push you, right? They give you some, I don't know how it is in the United States, but.
Yeah. And usually the books that you have to read, they're not interesting because it's like, bad, like for example in Polish schools it was, you know, Pantadeusz, so it's like history of a family back in the days, and it's not really like into like modern world, so it wasn't really interesting. And I remember I hated reading books, so the yes. only book I read was Little Prince, and it was because it was really thin and I read it like in one day.
I had to read it in 3 languages in Germany.
Little Prince.
Yes, in German, English, and French. We studied it in high school. But it was a short, so we studied it to learn the language. That's how I learned 3 languages, new languages. But as Claudia said, you are kind of forced to read the book, spend 1 month with this book, maybe longer. In Germany, actually, this is what's super interesting. The books are, in the 11th grade, the books are really thin because they're romance. Mm-hmm. Drama like Shakespeare, and something that has 5 acts, and it's pretty short, and we spent 4 to 5 months studying this book.
Yeah, going
it gets super boring.
Yeah.
And then you have super long book that you have to read, spend 1 month reading it, whatever it is, we're talking about 600-700 pages, and then you study it another 6 months, and it's just really like, it wasn't for me.
Plus, obviously, in high school, there's better things to do after school than reading books. That's for sure.
And that's what I was into, right? More things, probably heavy lifting and stuff like that. But getting back to this, I was wondering, maybe I should give it a try. So I was looking at what books I can really like. And I start shopping by the cover.
Yeah.
Which I still do today, because if I know this is really psychology about the book. So when I get the title, the subtitle of the book, the cover, I study the cover, and after 1 minute spending on reading the cover, mm-hmm. I really read like the preface or the recommendation. Mm-hmm. I don't like them because I think they're biased, but I read the cover. And if the cover is like, I need to find one that one single thing that the cover is telling me, saying how to get rich or how to be how to leave depression behind you and banish the worry today or something, guaranteed, something like that, right? Just like the 4-hour work week, the title was research for, I don't know how much Tim Ferriss spent, like $50,000 just to find the right title. And this was, which was, by the way, one of my first books as well. And this was exactly it. I knew that if the cover talks to me and I want to find out that one thing, I'll be happy to spend 4 or 5 hours reading that book. I discovered another guy in Germany who said that one book in particular, changed his life. And I was living close to Berlin back then, in Poland, but very close, 1 hour to Berlin. And he shared the title, it was Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. And I was like, Awaken the Giant Within, what is it about? But this was like a very long book. It's like 500 pages almost. So this is not a good book for a beginner to start mm-hmm. reading. But I wanted to give it a try. So Awaken the Giant Within was one of my first books that I've read. I studied, not read. It took me probably a month or two to go over it. Simultaneously, I was reading shorter books, like 200 pages books in different languages, in Polish, German, and English. Some of the books were by Robert Greene, by a lot about psychology and like really getting into better state, mental state. And Tony Robbins' book indeed has changed my life. And I started looking at everything differently. And my journey with books began.
From that book?
From that book. Mm-hmm. And definitely I started reading different books as well later on about self business, about entrepreneurship, because this was always my call. I knew that I want to work for myself. And everything started turning around in my life. Every time I was going through that forest, I didn't have those depressed thoughts of, you know, suicide and bad thinking and negative thoughts. I am worth nothing. I have nothing to do with my life. And I start envisioning my life, seeing myself back in the US, seeing myself traveling, seeing myself driving the cars that I want to drive, seeing myself reading more books. And I start envisioning, like, I need to read more books because I want to get the answers, the right answers to the right questions. I want to ask better questions. That's what Tony Robbins is teaching. And mm-hmm. so it all started. It went from one book to another, started reading probably 2-3 books a month. And then shortly after that, I went to reading, I think first year I read like 20-30 books. And back then, if you consider that, it took me 20 years to read probably 1 or 2 books, mm-hmm. and which two of them were in high school. And then in 1 year I read like 20-30 books. It was amazing to me. Right now, I read already over 50 this year, but definitely it's never too late to start reading books.
That's 100%, I agreed with me. My story with books was the same as Matthew's in high school. I hated books, and I think really, like, the only book I read in high school, and we had a lot of books, it was like Little Prince, because we had like, let's say 2-3 months on to read a book. If it was a longer book, we had more time. But it was usually like six books in general a year for like the first, second, and third grade. And I never read any book. But what I did is like the day before the due date, because it always after the due date,
we had to write something about
the
book.
You had to write an essay, you had like exams about the book, and then after it, you had to go over the whole book. Like, it took you a few weeks with the teacher.
So they were testing what you've learned.
Yes. And sometimes even if it was a book, the teacher, did like a short exam, like, you know, halfway to the book. So she see and she knows if someone's reading or not. So that was like little test. And before the first big exam, I always read, and that was actually also like my mom bought me like these short like
summaries
of books. Yeah, so I wasn't really encouraged to read the whole one.
And your mom bought it?
And my mom, yes. that's now I have to blame her a little bit, you know. But yeah, she bought me, so I always went through, you know, it took me like an hour and I knew everything about the book. But it wasn't the same as reading the whole book, because you don't feel it if you don't read eight.
Oh, we just got an earthquake while recording this video.
Oh my god, I hate earthquakes.
That's gonna be the beginning of the video.
My hands, I'm gonna cry.
No, it's all right. We live in Southern California and we get them quite often. Yeah, the whole house.
I'm shaking. Whenever I get a stressful situation, my hands, they're like wet in seconds.
And it's gonna be perfect for the intro.
Can we get a break?
So when did you actually start reading like books that you wanted to read?
So after high school, I mean, look, let's go. I was still in high school, and during summertime, I lived in Poland back then, but I spent every summer here in the United States, in Florida. That's where my grandparents live. I always bought like a book, but it was like a girly book, so you know, romance and that kind of stuff, but not like Shakespeare romance, but just, you know, fun things to read. And I really enjoyed reading those kinds of books. But my journey with reading books that really change my life and have another like more deep meaning, it was the first book when we actually met, and you told me to go and buy the Grant Cardone's book. It was Sell or Be Sold.
I read it like three times. One, it was out loud. I read it. I was reading it.
And that was the first book that after moving to California, I went and bought. And you told me that read, take notes, and I'm going to ask you what you learned because we didn't live back then together. And like whenever I come, like in a few days, you're going to tell me everything that you learned. And guys, it took me almost a year to finish that book.
Continue. We just lost the.
What?
We just lost the podcast. But I'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah. So it took me. I didn't finish that book in almost a year. I was going like back and forth, but we had a lot of going on, and I didn't read books. I was more into watching videos about like self-development and that kind of stuff. And when Matthew went back to reading books, like again, when we moved in together and I saw him reading books, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna... And he had a lot of books that he recommended already. So I'm like, okay, that's when I'm gonna start. And from that moment, in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, I feel like a little bit... Not forced from him, but like from myself, that I have to read books because that's what I have to do. And after reading a few books, I was okay. I'm into it. It really helps me when I want to read a book that, you know, speaks to me. The cover speaks to me. I want to learn something new from it. It makes so much more sense, and it gets. You like really living that book and implementing what you learned.
Every reader lives 1,000 lives.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we read books. Because you don't want to live only one life. You can live 1,000 lives if you read more books.
Yeah. So now I am totally into reading books. I'm not in the state where I read three books a week yet, but one book a week. It's like my daily routine. I have to read at least, you know, one chapter or something.
I remember it took me some time to really build that habit in you, because we set up a reminders that we're gonna read at least 15 minutes every single day on our phone. So you can share the reminder on Apple, where you're gonna be reminded and someone else is going to be reminded as well. And I don't know, we're still trying to figure out the timing and time management.
Yeah, we were waking up like at 6 in the morning. We were going to Starbucks, and that was like, okay, because we wanted to wake up to read books, but we had to feel that excitement, remember? And
Yes. We
love coffee, so we thought that waking up and drinking coffee is gonna push us out of the bed and to force us to read the book.
Yes. So we were waking up, and I wanted to do it before I start working. So I was working around 7 a.m. So it has to be 6 that we were reading a book, and I actually liked it. We were going to Starbucks. Sometimes it was pretty loud, but and it took us some time to dress and everything.
Yeah.
But if you work at 8, if you still work, if you work at 8, that might work. If you start at 6:20, 6:30, Starbucks is close to you, unless you have to travel 30 minutes or 20 minutes. Our Starbucks is like 4 minutes drive. And from there, I was driving to, because I was driving to her work, usually around 8:39, and I was driving to my work. I had to leave earlier. But that worked. But I remember that if you don't eat the frog first, meaning that you do what needs to be done first, it's gonna be difficult, because with us, it's like every single day we do so much stuff, and then we wanna do more stuff, and all of a sudden it's like 10:30, 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it just go like this. And if it's 11 p.m. and you still remind yourself, oh my God, I didn't read today, it's probably, you're gonna have a few days that you're gonna be, okay, I'm gonna read right now. You're probably not gonna remember a lot because you're tired, you wanna go to sleep, or you might fall asleep reading. But some nights you'll be like, oh, I'll read tomorrow morning. I'll wake up in the morning. You said it many times too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna wake up in the morning and read. Well, the point is, you need to read every day. Even if it's 5 minutes, you have to build a habit.
Exactly.
Consistency.
It's better if you read 5 minutes a day than you read like 3 times a week, but like 40 minutes.
Yes.
It's really better to spend every day.
And why? It's because you need to build a habit and reprogram a day. Ty Lopez talks about it a lot. It takes about 21, 22 days to build a new habit or change the habit. Usually we change the habits. You can, you know, watch every single day before you go to sleep, or you can watch Netflix. Now you're gonna change it, you're gonna read a book, or you're gonna start a day not by watching news, which probably are not going to bring you further in life, but you're gonna spend this time reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're gonna wake up 20 minutes earlier and read a book. And like Claudia said, reading 3 times is great, and you feel free to do it, but you will have more than 5 weeks a year, I guarantee you, that you'll be like, you'll be on vacation, you'll be at work, you know, you'll forget your Kindle, you'll not have your books with you, there'll be parties, whatever it's gonna be, you're not gonna stay consistent with it. And it takes really 1 or 2 days where you're not consistent, or 1 week, and you're gonna lose a habit.
Yeah.
And I had it too. There was a moment where I was so consumed with work. I was working in a renewable energy business for my brother, and I was really like 24/7. And it was a time where all of a sudden I was like, it's been 3 or 4 months and I haven't read a book. And then I think moved together. It was 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I finished the year still with my 50, 60 books, because I started reading more and more second half of the year. But it's super simple to lose track of it. And it's important to read books. And that's why we want to record it. I actually want to have an initiative when it comes to book, a blog or maybe an application where I'm going to help you choose the right books to start your journey with books. And you're going to see that there's no cheaper mentorship that you can get from anyone in the world, like the greatest thinkers, greatest businessmen. You cannot talk to Conrad Hilton right now, but surely you can buy his book. It's probably $120. And I've got one of the first copies. and it's called Be My Guest. And you can spend 4 or 5 hours with Conrad Hilton listening to his life story.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine always like, this is Conrad Hilton and I'm talking to him and I ask him question, and in the next chapter he's gonna answer my question.
Yeah, and
that's nothing cheaper than that, than buying a book and really having a conversation with the author.
Mm-hmm.
Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, and Elon Musk, they all have biographies. Some of them have autobiographies, some of them have books related to what they've done and accomplished in their life. And I mean, just grab their book and read it. And really, they share the message. A lot of authors, they don't write a book to really get rich from it.
Yeah,
but because mm-hmm. especially like Reid Hoffman, he is a billionaire or a multi-billionaire.
Or Felix Dennis.
Oh, Felix Dennis. This guy couldn't count his money. He just wants to. He's probably. Felix Dennis was lonely actually, and he wanted to be connected with the reader. So he already writes a book in the style that connects with you.
Plus, they also want to share their knowledge.
Exactly, because. That's
how to do it.
Exactly.
If they did it, they can. I mean, I think they also feel sort of accomplished if they write a book. Plus, you read it and you implement it and you get rich. That's probably like why their why.
The book we're talking about is How to Get Rich by Felix Dennis. He was the founder or the creator of Maxine magazine.
He had many more. UK.
Big guy. When it comes to business. Now, before the giveaway, I want to definitely mention Kindle. I have probably 100 books plus here. I have also many books that I have in the digital version. I have also in a regular book format. I like to have both sometimes. And Kindle's really good for traveling. It's really good if you read more than one book a week, because then you can keep it with you and you don't have to always carry many books.
Mm-hmm.
But my vision is I want to have a library in my house. So
huge.
That's why I buy books, and it's definitely like better when you feel the book. And
I'm a fan, like I'm old school. I like reading and going through the pages and
then also
in my hand.
Kindle is good when it comes to speed reading. Why? Because it might be a book like this that is very simple to speed read. Like I can probably read this book in about 3.5, maximum 4 hours. It's like 200 something pages. And it's very simple to read. But Kindle has one format and you don't change that format. That means that if you figure out your technique, how to really read faster and comprehend more, because there's a misconception about reading speed reading. If you read fast, it's like going on a freeway 70 miles per hour and going on the street in your town like 10-20 miles per hour. When do you concentrate more? On the freeway, because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to crash it. One move and on the steering wheel and you crash your car. So you need to be concentrated. The same with speed reading. If you're focused and you read the book and you have your pacer, like your finger, a pen or an index card, you can read from top to the bottom, not from the bottom to the top. Or I mean, not like this, but from the top, so you cover the text that you already read. You're gonna learn how to read faster, and simultaneously you're gonna comprehend more. Audio version, I love it for driving a car. Definitely good for working physically. If you work physically, put our AirPods on and listen to a book, hiking,
podcast.
Or doing cardio. You can listen to an audiobook. Or you can read a book and listen to the audiobook. It helps you to concentrate, and you can speed up the audio version of the book to like 2.0, 3.0, 3.5 was the fastest I went, and I still could understand when you get into your trance.
You have to be like in the zone, right?
Exactly. And then you know that you're going to read a book in 2-3 hours because it's really reading fast and you comprehend more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a book like by Walter Isaacson with 24 hours book, like Leonardo da Vinci or the founders, and there's more books, Steve Jobs, right? And you can speed it up. So if the books is a regular pace, it's 24 hours. If you double that pace, which is definitely simple, you're gonna figure out fast.
Yeah,
it's gonna take you 12 hours to read the book. If you read 1 hour a day, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon, it's like a little bit more than a week, and you're gonna digest 600-700 pages. And you're gonna understand it. Memo cards. And the last thing before the giveaway, if you have cool quotes, rules, how to do something, and something that you want to test, definitely take notes from the book. Take as many notes as you can. On Kindle, you can highlight it. On iPad, you can take a screenshot. You can scan it. I have many notes on my phone where if you read a page, you can scan the page in the notes, write notes, or just take memo cards and write them down. And then, like we do, we play by, let's say, I read out a quote and Claudia will tell me who it is. And then we change roles.
Yep.
Or cool sentences, or Latin,
different language,
exactly.
And what does that mean? Yeah.
Exactly. So now let's finish it up with the giveaway.
Yes, so I have the book. It's Smart Woman Finish Rich. And in order to get one of those, to win one, go to our Instagram profile at Leaf Royale. We're gonna link it up and let me know. I love, you know, connecting with other female entrepreneurs and sharing, you know, my vision and hearing about your vision. So in order to participate in the giveaway, send me a message and tell me about your vision. Why do you want to have your business? Why do you, you know, want to be financial free? What is that going to give you? And you know, if you have a plan for your business, or you feel that you have the spark, the entrepreneurial spark in yourself, but you don't know which way you want to go yet, send me a message. I'm going to be more than happy to pick a winner and share my thoughts of the book with you, my personal notes, what I've learned from it, and how it may also guide your business path in the future.
Perfect. So head over to our Instagram at Leaf Royale. We're gonna leave the link in the comment as well. Talk to Claudia and just DM us. We both use this account, so DM Claudia. Mm-hmm. Tell her why you need this book and why you are where you're at right now with your journey, business journey.
Yeah.
And let's communicate. Maybe you can do a mastermind together.
Yeah, like a one-on-one.
One-on-one mastermind. Let's
be accountable for each other. You're gonna listen what I'm doing, and I'm gonna listen what you're doing, and we can, you know, do it together.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you in the next video.
Yeah.